Welcome to the Flash World Edition. In today's episode, we'll delve into major events unfolding between Israel and Hamas, including significant actions by the Israeli government, ongoing ceasefire negotiations, and the critical dynamics of a complex hostage situation. With tension escalating and the global community watching, let's uncover the stories behind the headlines. Kicking things off, a significant move by the Israeli government has captured international attention. Eugene, can you give us the details on this development?
Absolutely, Wendy. The Israeli government, in a unanimous decision, has voted to shut down the operations of Al Jazeera within its borders. This decision, articulated by the Israeli communication minister Shlomo Kahi as putting an end to what he calls Al Jazeera's well-oiled incitement machine, comes amid heightened tensions. The Qatar-based news network's coverage of the Gaza war has been a particular bone of contention for Israeli officials, accusing it of bias and inciting violence. Haaretz reported on this pivotal development on May 5, 2024.
That's quite a development. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been pointed in his criticism of Al Jazeera. How does this fit into the larger context of Israel's relationship with the network and the ongoing conflict?
Netanyahu has long been critical, previously describing Al Jazeera as a Hamas mouthpiece. This move is underpinned by a law recently passed, allowing the shutdown of foreign media outlets deemed to undermine national security. This structural tension is aggravated by Al Jazeera's coverage prioritizing the human impact of the Israeli-Hamas war, including casualties among Palestinian civilians and the loss of Al Jazeera journalists in the conflict.
And how has this decision been received internationally?
There's widespread condemnation from journalism and human rights organizations. Human Rights Watch has called it an alarming escalation, and the Committee to Protect Journalists expressed concerns over press freedom implications. Al Jazeera has vowed to continue its coverage uninterrupted, stating, according to the New York Times, their commitment to bold and professional coverage.
This shutdown marks a notable escalation in Israel's critique of Al Jazeera. Eugene, thank you for your insights. Moving forward, let's pivot to the ongoing ceasefire talks, which have presented a critical juncture in the conflict. Lester, you've been following the developments. What can you tell us?
Wendy, as tensions escalate, ceasefire talks in Cairo have resumed, reflecting both a looming threat of intensified military action and a glimmer of hope for a diplomatic resolution. These discussions address contentious issues such as the terms of a potential truce, the fate of hostages, and the broader political objectives.
It sounds like a complex negotiation process. How are both parties positioned in these talks?
Indeed, it's complex. Hamas is advocating for a comprehensive ceasefire that entails an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza and an end to the war, alongside a serious hostage swap deal. On the other side, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is leaning towards a temporary pause in fighting, primarily to secure the release of more than 130 hostages, rather than a permanent end to hostilities.
And what are the broader implications of these negotiations?
The situation is precarious, with reported significant casualties and a worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Efforts by international mediators have been pivotal, but progress remains uneven. The outcome of these talks could either pave the way for peace or potentially lead to further violence.
Thank you for that comprehensive update, Lester. Let's take a moment to reflect on the human aspect of this conflict, particularly the hostage situation, which has stirred public outcry. Laura, can you shed light on this?
Certainly, Wendy. The hostage situation has indeed heightened tensions and concern, stirring massive protests in Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Netanyahu's firm stance against ending the Gaza war, as a precondition for any deal, runs counter to Hamas's demand for a concrete commitment to war cessation.
What does this mean for the hostages and potential for a resolution?
The deadlock places the liberation of over 130 hostages in jeopardy, adding to the emotional trauma of their families and friends. Public demonstrations in Israel signify a national outcry for peace and the safe return of hostages, despite Netanyahu's strategic perspective, prioritizing long-term security.
It's a difficult balance to achieve, securing peace while ensuring national security. Laura, thank you for bringing attention to this critical issue. As we conclude this episode, it's evident that the situation between Israel and Hamas remains fraught with complexity. From government media shutdowns to tense ceasefire negotiations and the heart-wrenching hostage crisis. As the world watches, the path to peace remains uncertain. This has been The Flash World Edition, where we bring you knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for joining us today. As events continue to unfold, it's crucial to stay informed on these critical global issues. Remember, our understanding of the world shapes our actions within it. Until next time, keep tuning in to the Flash World Edition for your dose of knowledge and entertainment on demand.